This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life advocates have instructions from the president. In the wake of Colorado shootings outside of Planned Parenthood, President Obama says that Planned Parenthood must not be demonized any longer. From his statements and those from people like Planned Parenthood CEO Cecile Richards and Senator Barbara Boxer, even MSNBC's Chris Matthews, it is clear that this shooting is being used like a PR stunt to help the nation's largest abortion provider escape culpability for the wholesale marketing and sale of what remains after an abortion. One media news host is turning tables on her peers. Megyn Kelly of Fox News says major outlets are in error for putting this deranged shooter's actions at the feet of pro-life advocates. Another example of media bias is that the media outlets are censoring the fact that the officer who died responding to the call of shots fired was pro-life. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life. In international headlines, Irish Prime Minister Enda Kenny is trying to lead Ireland to reject its anti-abortion constitutional amendment. News is out, however, that a woman who left Ireland for an abortion in Britain died after her abortion. And Peru has rejected the legalization of abortion in cases of rape or incest. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.